The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. I'd like to personally thank for all of you that have been picking me up and have been praying for me. I can feel your prayers and the intercession of the congregations of Freedom Fellowship Church here and abroad. I am on my way to full recovery. I still have a lot of things that I need to do. God is faithful. I have to continue to think healed, walk healed, and dress healed. I have to walk the talk. And God has been very faithful, and my trust is on Him. And as you can see, and you have been sensing, exciting changes for the body of Christ, especially those who have been obeying Him and have put their faith in Him. And there are a lot of transformations and changes that we're going to hear, and it will manifest in our lives and also for this country, because the plan of God for you and the plan of God for United States of America will come to pass, and even greater things He will do, because His people are starting to unite, they start to pray, and we have been increasing in number. One heart and one mind, okay? Just like I said before, we will never agree and unite with our doctrines. So let us make Jesus our unifying force, and our language is love, because God is love. And look at the month of July. It was so green and it was not really hot. That was a change. And even though we are reaching triple digits in August, we just need to continue to thank and praise God and call forth rain. I've been calling a weak cold front, just enough to cool us down and bring forth rain, okay? It has been a great summer so far. And that's changes. And we have to implement and obey the Holy Spirit on where He's leading us in this time. Remember, just to make sure, if you're hearing from God, it means to say God gets all the glory, the result. And our litmus test, God gets all the glory and it will benefit His people. It is not just for our own agenda, okay? It's not just for ourselves. It's for the body of Christ. So next month, I'll be going to Washington, D.C., and I'm bringing some people with me. We have important mission and an important event to attend. Mac is going, right, Mac? Since God is emphasizing to all of us to live by faith, and that faith is a force, teaching about faith is not focused on money or material things or prosperity, but the Holy Spirit is leading us, and we transition into governance. Remember, we are not religious entity, we are governing body, the body of Christ or the church of the living God. We are here and called by God here on earth to implement and follow God's ways of doing things, to tell everybody and to teach, mentor, disciple others to live the way God wants us to live. And to obey the Great Commission. It's part of the Great Commission is to disciple and teach others to implement God's ways of doing things and to obey Him. Okay? So the transition is into governance. So that is very different from the perspective and the teachings that we've been hearing for a long, long time, for many generations to generations. But now it is coming to pass, because God's purpose shall stand. Amen? The transfer of wealth and influence is about governance. It is about stewardship and management. I've been teaching this for 21 years. In my prayer time, 2003 or 2004, the Lord told me that He's planning a great move of God here in the United States of America. And this move of God will eclipse what God did and what manifests during the Azusa Street Revival. And I read and learned more what God did during those times, 1982 to 1906. God used a black brother, Wayne Seymour, during the time of segregation, to use in this Azusa Street Revival. And I even attended with the team the 100 years anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles. And in Los Angeles, during that time, the Lord provided our connection in the Philippines. He sent us or connected us with the late Bishop Fred Magbanua, the founder and president of the Evangelical Bishops in the Philippines and Asia. So I believe that God is going to move in the United States of America. And I thought it's just a matter of months. It's just a matter of probably in a period of 1 year, but it's been 21 years, okay? In one of my prayers, I asked God, because I cannot really picture or even imagine how God is going to eclipse what He did during the Azusa Street Revival. And I went before the Lord, and then I heard this voice. And I think I shared this with you several years ago. So I went before the Lord and said, Lord, help me. I believe what you're saying about this great move here in the United States, but I really cannot picture or imagine what else can you do that will eclipse this revival in Azusa Street. And I heard His voice told me, Christina, you're a banker. Think, what did not manifest in the Azusa Street Revival? Then I realized that the transfer of wealth and influence did not manifest. The church grew, okay? It affected the church all over the world during the Azusa Street Revival. So when God told me that, I knew why He called me. So I started praying and teaching, doing business God's way, in addition to the prophetic school that the Lord had me start in February 19, 2003. So here we are, after 2 decades, it is the transfer of wealth and influence is being handed to us and the younger generation, Joshua's generation. This is a good time, and this is a good year that will start manifesting. The sign for this, one of the signs for this, is when God started correcting us when it comes to teaching about faith. And the faith people, they focus on prosperity message. And then they take up 3 or 4 offerings. So the Lord instructed me, which then I instructed Joshua to teach about the force of faith, in which we've been teaching for the past several weeks. Living by faith, I emphasize, is not focused on prosperity, on living on mansions, flying and having private jets, having big buildings, nice clothes and bling bling. Those material things, Jesus said in Luke chapter 16, don't worry about them. They'll be added to you as well. If you focus on God, Matthew 6:33, you seek the Lord and His ways of doing things, and all of the material things will be added to you as well. So they're automatic. And the scripture is very clear, in addition to Matthew 6:33 and Luke chapter 16. The scripture also says that blessings shall overtake us, and also we'll be called the ministers of our God, and we will feed on the wealth of the nations. We have a double portion. This is the perfect will of God. But prosperity or material things should not be our focus. That's the world's ways of doing things, okay? Many Christians, especially those that are called in the leadership position, those that have been prophesied and called or anointed in the transfer of wealth and influence are beginning to sense that manifestations and changes are coming. But unfortunately, they would not listen and they went on doing their own way that they got replaced. Okay? I had been getting, so if you're one of them, please take a listen. I have been getting many requests, phone calls, emails, or people showing up in our services. They want me to sit down with them concerning the transfer of wealth, to prophesy to them. Listen, if you have not been obeying the instruction from the Lord and even the prophecies released through this radio broadcast, I cannot help you. I cannot give you a sit down even one day or a few hours on one week to give you all the whole counsel of God. And you think and you expect that if I prophesy things to you, they will happen because that is my responsibility. Okay? That train left the station already. You have to make sure that you catch the next train. My responsibility and my focus are to the partners and members of this ministry. Okay? It is my responsibility to guide them every step of the way. But you cannot call me and said, I wanted to really meet with you and talk to you so that you can minister to me. I cannot do it if you have not been listening to my message and to the instructions and even teachings and prophecy through this radio broadcast. You're not going to listen to me, even if I meet with you. It cannot be done, okay? So the answer is going to be no. You just have to catch the next train. And this radio broadcast, especially in San Antonio area with KSLR, I always call it KSLR. I had been broadcasting this for more than a decade. And with the Bridge Austin, I don't know, but I know it's more than 5 years. And those are in podcast. We are on Spotify, or you can go to our website, sogmi.org, and you can listen to them. But I cannot give you the whole counsel of God and expect things to manifest. You should be in the training and preparation period, not just physically, but in your mind and your ways of doing things, okay? And many of the ministry team, for 21 years and 4 decades, they had been attending all this training and conferences. And including myself, we still have to make some adjustment and follow the instruction of God and continue to prepare. So, no, I am not meeting anyone, okay? I'm not going to meet anyone. And some are making demands and said no. Even the members and the congregations of Freedom Fellowship Church, they don't make demands of me to give them time, okay? If they need some time or to meet with me, the Lord is going to tell me and they're going to ask. But if you have not been obeying and following the instructions and applying this and you just want me to prophesy to you personally, not unless you have a serious disease and you need a miracle, I can pray and I've been praying for you, for all of you through this radio broadcast. But when it comes to the transfer of wealth and the move of God, that train have left the station. I repeat, you just need to catch the next train. And it's not too late for you, okay? And it is also not fair for the congregations and partners of this ministry, for anybody just to come who is not a partner and members of this ministry, to come and use my time. It ain't happening, okay? I used to do that. But the Lord rebuked me for it, so I'm not doing that anymore, okay? You have to wait or attend to one of the trainings or listen to the previous broadcast of this radio and obey the instructions, okay? We have to get prepared, okay? Let me give you an example. Everybody is familiar with Joseph in the book of Genesis. Joseph was Jacob or Israel's favorite son. Okay. Joseph did not pray for it. Joseph did not ask for it. But God gave Joseph a prophetic dream concerning his future. I want you to listen to me very carefully. That he will rule over people including his family, including his parents, will bow before him. He didn't ask for that. He didn't pray for that. But that's a prophetic dream. And it did not sit well with his father and mother and his brothers. Because of that, they hated him more. Keep in mind, this prophecy or this prophetic dream is from God. And Joseph's preparation is not like the preparation of those in the world. Okay? How come Joseph, who did not sin against God, who ran away from temptation, who has been faithful in doing his duties in spite of what happened to him, how come God did not save him and deliver him from that? Especially the scripture said Potiphar prospered because of Joseph. That should have been a graduation from Joseph. But Joseph's promotion is nowhere. Joseph ended up in jail. So from being sold into slavery into being the second in command in Egypt took about more than a decade, about 13 years. Why did God allow these things? It was God's idea in the first place. Why? God prepared Joseph's heart and mind to entirely trust God and honor God in spite of hardships and affliction. God does not take us away from challenges, but he will be with us. Because the scripture, every time, and the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph in jail. So God allowed Joseph to learn faithfulness from being a slave, from being a favorite son, to become a prime minister. Okay? Joseph need to start in Potiphar's household, manage that household, has been faithful. And then when he landed in jail, he took over the prison too. So those 13 years are preparation for Joseph to become a prime minister, managing the biggest economy of the world. God looks and searches the hearts of his people and do not look on our physical as well as our qualification. So now, if Joseph is year 2024, as you are one of the Joseph generation, okay? And if God will tell you what you in details, what you need to go through in order to manifest that calling regarding transfer of wealth, of you being a producer or inventor, or you will influence the arts and entertainment, or even you'll become the president of the United States of America. God is not going to give you the details because he wanted you to trust him and completely trust him and obey him in spite of what your mind is doing. So because if 2024, if God will tell me that before I got all this revelation, because I questioned God, what is me working in the bank got to do with the being full-time ministry? And God will not answer me. And it's like, what this got to do as far as before he gave me the revelation and the assignment concerning the transfer of wealth? He told me, Christina, I wanted to give you 12 businesses or companies, and they're yours if you like them. So I said, well, God, if they're from you, then I receive them. I want to have them, but you have to teach me. Because if you're going to be practical when it comes to Joseph being a prime minister or being president of the United States, you need to learn about the economy. You need to take political science. You need to practice and be in that kind of crowd. But that is the world's ways of doing things. That's what they do. With God, we have to unlearn things and start all over again every time he gives us instruction and we have to obey. Okay? And because of that, the wisdom from above, even though Joseph didn't know about the economy or anything else, the Holy Spirit, because the Lord was with Joseph, he gave him wisdom how to manage everything, every day, every item that you need to manage when it affects God's people. And when it gives him the glory, it has to come from him and it needs to be fully obeyed. Are you getting this body of Christ? So you have to unlearn the things. And it is heartbreaking to see people that they have all the potential and God called them in the transfer wealth, whether it's in the sports arena, whether it's in the economy or arts and entertainment. When things are starting to get blessed because they have been found faithful, and then they go in the ways of the world, and before you knew it, they have been wasted several years, and now they have a problem. They usually call me and said, you told me, and said, I didn't tell you nothing. I prophesy saying, thus saith the Lord, and not thus saith Christina. Now they're obligating me to make things come to pass and ask God for further instruction. I cannot do it, body of Christ. Okay? I'm just one person, and I still have to follow God's ways of doing things that he gave me. Okay? Even David had to wait for 13 years after he ascended to his throne and replaced Saul. It took 13 years. And even his own father, knowing that he was anointed by a prophet, and his brothers, they didn't take David seriously. Because why? It cannot register. They never understand it in their own mind, because Eliab is the oldest and he is supposed to be the leader. And yet it is the youngest who don't look like a king, but his brothers do. But God said in Samuel chapter 16, you look at the physical appearances, but I look at the heart. So when God calls you, he found something in your heart to qualify you for the position or for the anointing or for the blessings of God to be a part of the transfer of wealth. But you cannot. You have to submit yourself to the ways of God, be patient, and completely trust him. And then he'll guide you every step of the way. Okay? I just wanted to remind you, but it's not too late for you to turn around, okay? God is a God of a second chance. But I cannot do it for you. You have to decide and you have to talk to God. God, I am sorry, I didn't know. But now I'll come before you, restore me, teach me, Holy Spirit, and how to get things done. Like I told you, one of these days I'm going to share exactly the challenge that I had when I fell sick while overseas, and it took me this long to recover. I'll tell you, but if I did not trust God, if I panicked, if I listened to other people's, I'll end up in the hospital and probably I'm not here, okay? Or I'm still be in the hospital. But I trusted God that he sent me overseas, and he is more than able to bring me back. And out of that experience, out of those challenges, I'm learning so much. But I trusted God. I told God, if you want me to go to the hospital, I am going. If you want me to go through this procedure, I'm going to do it. But you have to tell me. You have to tell me, because my trust is on you and my absolute reliance is on you alone, because I'm not fighting for my life. This battle is yours because you're the giver of life. Are there times that that it is hard? Oh, yes. Within 30 days, it's almost every day that I have a challenge. But that will not change my resolve. So thank you for all of you that have been praying for me. Now it is time that supernatural, miraculous healings and manifestations will come to the body of Christ. As I walk the full manifestations of my healing, and to some of you, then we really are equipped to minister to the sick and to pray for the sick also. I have been doing this for many, many years, but this great move of God, there will be a mass healing and mass deliverance. Amen? So I'm running out of time. God bless you for tuning in. And please, please, please go with God. Talk to him. It is not too late for you to catch the next train. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.